joining us now to talk about all of this is the great Bill Gnasty. And Bill is a Daily Mail newspaper foreign columnist. He is also a great author and a great expert on the Mideast. Bill, it's wonderful to have you here on the Rita Cosby Show. First of all, your reaction to really what truly is a momentous moment in history. Now both sides have signed on to the deal. What's just your personal reaction? Because I know you're well versed on dealings in the Middle East.
Well, it's great to be with you, Rita. It's time to give the peace prize to Trump. Let's start with that, because it's an accomplishment. Both sides, if they signed it, like you say, by now, then it should be okay, because four countries will be guarantors. That's part of the agreement. I think agreement, there are 20 points in this agreement that they signed. The second one talks about Hamas not being there anymore as the way it was. So, and another item says that four countries are going to make sure that there is peace over there. There is no more Hamas, or there is no more atrocities, there is no more wars, nothing over there. So those four countries are Qatar, Egypt, Turkey, and United States. Of course, initially, if I understood correctly, Israeli regime rejected, did not want the Turkish forces to be there, part of this four guarantor states. But that was part of the agreement, that how they came to a resolution. So from that perspective, it is, so long as there is no more violence in that area and a new beginning, and then it's good for everybody.
Yeah, it is. You know, you brought up so many great points. First off, I agree with you. It is time to give the Peace Prize to President Trump, because he had solved, it was seven of them before this, Bill, and now this is the eighth one. And we were just talking about Obama got it for getting elected, I mean, which was ridiculous. It clearly shows bias, I think, by the committee, but we'll know in a few hours. Do you think they'll actually give it to him? Because if anyone deserves it after everything he's done just at the second term, just think in the last few months.
Well, I am against globalists. From that perspective, what is Nobel Peace Prize? It's a globalist thing. Who do they give it to? And you explained it well. They gave it to Obama for doing nothing. They should have given another one to Biden for starting two wars. So from that perspective, well, if they don't give it, it shows their color much better to larger audience. Otherwise, I think there are enough countries on planet Earth. There's 8 billion people. Right now, the way Turkey, Qatar, Egypt, if it's an example, and that's, there's a lot more people on planet Earth that will give that prize to President Trump, even if that little country, what is that country, Denmark, or I don't know, the Norway.
Oh, Norway, yep.
Norway, who cares about their decision? They are obligated to do their job too if they want to remain relevant. You see, the decision of the regime in Israel was difficult for them. The decision of those people who committed atrocities, let's say, now to give up their arms and turn to a different life now, is a difficult one. What is it to do with the peace, awarding peace element? Who are those people to make a point? I think it's irrelevant from that perspective. He already won that peace prize, President Trump, in the minds and hearts of lots of people, and lots of leaders in the countries around the world will attest to it, you know.
Yeah, that's a great point, Bill. That's a great point, because you're right. He's already, I think the world has already said he's deserved it hundreds of times over. You know, I want to bring up another great point. You know Turkey well. You brought up the role of Turkey, and I think it can't be understated how important of a role they did play. Also, Erdogan, as you know, was just at the White House recently. And you look at the timing of when this deal came about. Clearly, a lot of it was put together at that moment, because Trump even came out, the president, and said that they had talked to the leader of Qatar together, that Qatar was talking to Erdogan and President Trump together when they were all there speaking from the White House. And of course, Trump was side by side with Erdogan calling into Qatar at that moment. But explain how big of a role it is that Turkey's on board, clearly in a big way, and how important that was to this deal happening for President Trump.
Look, if without Turkey, there's no peace in the Middle East. I said this thing long before I wrote my book, Game Changer. And why I said that, by then, in 2019-20, what happened? 2010, there was Obama and there was Clinton as Secretary of State. What happened? They started Arab Spring and they break apart Libya, Tunis, and Syria. Everything was chaotic. What happened since then? Turkey came to Libya. There is peace in Libya right now. Even the fighting, those who are fighting against Turkey joined Turkey. What happened in Syria? Not a one bullet was fired, and there is peace there. Assad regime gone after 70 years. And what will happen in Gaza? When Turkish soldiers are nearby, nothing will happen. Nothing will happen means this. Nothing will happen to Israel. No one is going to fire a bullet to any Israeli citizens, period. Turkey will not allow that. Forget about Egypt, forget about Qatar, forget about U.S. Turkey will not allow that. And vice versa, no Palestinian in Gaza will be harmed either. They are not going to permit it. For instance, how they are going to apply these things, the guarantor states. Let me explain one thing. If a bomb explodes someplace and they look at where the bomb came from, they bomb back. Who can do this? Qatar cannot do this. Egypt will not do this. America will be reluctant, but Turkey will do it. Turkey is a guarantor state that will guarantee that nobody with good or bad intentions will do anything there. That's what it is. And it is a proof what happened in Libya. It's a proof what happened in Syria. It's also proof what's happening in Armenia and Azerbaijan. So there they are opening, soon they are going to open Zengizur Corridor. And these are the two countries we're fighting 30 years since 1992. And 2021, Turkey went next to the Armenia and finished that war off on behalf of Azerbaijan, took the party. Now, what happened at the end? Turkey says, let's all of us sit down together and make sure that everybody prospers. And there is a peace there. As you know, one of the things where photo op of President Trump with Steve Witkoff was instrumental in that, I understand. And they brought those Armenian and Azerbaijan leaders for a photo op. And what did they say? Well, we are going to work together. Again, who's behind that deal? Who made it possible? Turkey. Did Turkey did it alone? No. There's always need for a superpower or a president like Trump who's going to be there, assertive and helpful, and come with common sense and make things possible for everybody's sakes. At the end of the day, there is only one superpower in the world, and without a nod from a superpower, in this case President Trump, nothing will happen. And President Erdogan knows this thing. They are working together since 2019, when they met 18, when they met in the Buenos Aires in the G20 meeting. They got to know each other. They said, okay, we are going to work together. Ever since they worked, January 6th did not prevent them working together. You know, leaders work behind curtains, away from public eye. So they've been working all along on all these issues. So it is what we see publicly outside is something else. What is going on behind the curtains is something else. And to summarize it, yes, Trump and Erdogan are working together, and President Trump is working tens of other heads of states and playing the role of like a big boss or big father figure or big superpower that U.S. is. And then doing the right thing and bringing everybody together. Like Rubio said, Secretary Rubio, everybody would like to come and shake the hands of President Trump and take a photo op. Why is that? Because he acts like a big leader that brings everybody together and seeks peace and asks for end of the war for everybody's sake.
Well, you know, it's amazing. You hit it on the head. And Bill, I think what you just shared is so interesting and so revealing of what is really going on behind the scenes and Turkey's incredibly powerful role and deeply instrumental role in all this. It's really fabulous to see all these parties working together, all these powerful nations working together towards what is an extraordinary moment right now. And let's pray for peace in the Middle East. I know you understand it all too well. It's a region that you and I both love and appreciate very much. Bill, thank you so much. Of course, a great foreign columnist with the Daily Mail newspaper and the author of Game Changer. It's an awesome book, Bill. I love it. You know I do. And it's great to have you here on the show. Thank you so much, Bill.
It's always great to be with you, Rita. Thank you very much. You're doing a great job.